Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Ausable Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, how are you?
I am just fine, Kevin, and the temperatures are finally in the double digits.
They
today are,
yeah. We're getting warmer. And now, does that bode well for the great backyard bird count to have it warmer or colder? What is there
a
weather issue?
Well, most of the birds are in South America right now.
Oh, lucky them.
Heading this way, but it's important that we count the birds that have braved the weather and stayed all winter long.
All right. Now, when is the Great Backyard Bird Count taking place?
Okay, February 17th through the 20th.
Okay.
Will mark the 26th four-day annual bird census. And it has gone worldwide and now involves 192 countries.
No kidding. Oh,
yeah,
man.
And it's sponsored by Cornell, Audubon, and Birds Canada.
Oh, really? Okay, so now they're the ones that are going to take all the numbers then, is going to be my guess.
Yep, and it's all done online, but now with the aid of technology and thousands of reporting observers, researchers are able to get a quick snapshot of where the birds are and their numbers just prior to the massive global migrations to spring and summer breeding grounds.
All right. So I know you've got a presentation coming up to talk about that, but how do people get involved with this and what do they need to do to be a part of the backyard bird count?
Okay. The number one is they have to have a computer or access to computer because it's all online this
time.
And for birds like our hummingbirds, orioles, and warblers, the journey from where they winter in South America to us here in North America may take a month or so.
Yeah.
So that's why the count takes place in the latter part of February before they begin their trek north. And last year, participants tallied over 7,000 species across the globe.
Wow. So we got a lot of species out there.
We do, with 682 in the United States alone.
Oh, man. Now, now that you brought that up, do you need to know if you're going to be part of the backyard bird count, what species you're looking at? Is there a way to figure that out?
Yes, it's very important. But what happens when you go online and you can hit, like Michigan, it will list the birds' names so that you get the correct name of the bird. Because, for instance, snow buntings, people usually call those snowbirds.
Oh.
And snowbird is not on the list. So you have to have the right name.
Okay.
But anyway, last year participants tallied over 7,000, and people may count for one or all 4 days, 17th through the 20th, not only in their backyards, but in neighborhoods, woodlands, along a river corridor, or even if you're driving in your car and looking carefully, hopefully you'll have another person observing.
Yes.
And don't forget that ducks are birds, too, and they need to be counted. So I think with some of our thawing that's going on, we're going to have a little bit more open water. We've had a lot this winter, but I think the ducks are still around. So,
all right. So you count the birds, then you go to the website. Is that what you do?
You watch for at least 15 minutes each day, and then submit a new report each day online at birdcount.org.
All right.
Birdcount.org.
And that's it. You're done.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But you know, I devote these 4 days to watching my bird feeders in my yard, and I go along the river corridor too.
All right.
So if listeners have more questions,
yes,
I'll be hosting an information session this Wednesday, February 8th, at 10 o'clock at the Robert J. Parks Library on Skill Avenue here in Oscoda.
All right. That's a great idea to come on out, and you'll run through everything we just got done talking about pretty much.
Yep, and they'll see it in person.
Oh, all right.
And I'll also cover details on certain things to keep in mind as you observe.
All right. Now, is that something they need to register for in advance, or just come on out on Wednesday at 10 a.m.?
No, just it would be better if they let us know ahead at the library, and I'll give you the library number.
All right.
It's 989-739-95. 8-1.
All right, very good. Peggy Ridgway's presentation Wednesday, February 8th, 10 a.m. at the Parks Library there on Skeel Avenue in Oscoda. Great backyard bird count, February 17th through the 20th.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin.
Peggy Ridgway from the Ausable Valley Audubon. Always a pleasure to have you on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you. And you have a great day, and I hope to see a lot of people there.